This is the NewsRamp Events Podcast. It's Thursday morning, March 12, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Charbonne to present at the Hydrogen East Conference and announce the development of a supply hub in the Atlantic market through its subsidiary, Walsh Charbonne Corporation, will be presenting at the Hydrogen East Conference on April 13, 2026, and has announced the development of a supply hub in the Atlantic Canada market through its subsidiary. The Atlantic Hub, operational by June 2026, will provide a reliable supply of hydrogen for industrial users in various sectors. This initiative is part of Charbonne's strategy to establish a network of hydrogen and industrial gas supply hubs across North America.
Youth for Human Rights International celebrates 25 years of global impact with Washington, D.C. Leadership Conference during World Educational Tour. 2026. Youth for Human Rights International marks 25 years of global impact with a leadership conference in Washington, D.C., kicking off the World Educational Tour. 2026. The two-day event brought together delegates, diplomats, veterans, attorneys, and civic leaders to emphasize education as a tool for policy engagement and community protection. The conference featured panels on human rights leadership, human trafficking prevention, and veterans' rights, fostering collaboration and actionable solutions.
Congressional candidates call for bipartisanship and accountability at Ellicottville Town Hall. Democratic candidate Aaron Geese and Republican challenger Jim King united for a bipartisan town hall in Ellicottville, Nye, focusing on transparency and local representation. Both seek to challenge incumbent Rep. Nick Langworthy in 2026. Highlights included a joint district tour, Social Security stabilization, immigration reform, and a call for more civil discourse in politics.
Attorneys George Spanos and Laura Blum of Rogers Shea Spanos named co-chairs of the 2026 TTLA Domestic Law Forum. Attorneys George Spanos and Laura Blum of Rogers Shea Spanos have been named co-chairs of the 2026 Tennessee Trial Lawyers Association TTLA Domestic Law Forum. The event, scheduled for April 2, 2026, at the Hilton Hotel in Franklin, Tennessee, will feature George Spanos as a key speaker, sharing his expertise in complex domestic litigation. Laura Blum, with a background in high-conflict custody and appellate work, aims to provide practitioners with essential tools for achieving positive outcomes for clients.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.